The billionaire software baron Bill Gates has made a bold prediction that there'll be almost no poor countries left by 2035. The forecast is contained in an annual letter published by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In the letter, one of the world's richest men argues passionately against what he calls three key myths: that poor countries are doomed to stay poor, that foreign aid is wasteful, and that saving lives will cause overpopulation. He says those ideas hurt efforts to bring people out of poverty, save lives, and improve working conditions. Ashley Hall reports.
It's the sixth annual letter since Bill and Melinda Gates established the philanthropic foundation that bears their names. In past letters, they've focused mostly on the foundation's annual activities. But this year, the founders say they've set out to do something different, to cut through the headlines about natural disasters, political instability and corruption, and present a positive view of the work being done to reduce global poverty and save lives.
The typical headline is about the setbacks, the tornado, the regime instability, and this gradual progress of less children dying, of economies, even in Africa, getting richer and richer. It's not clear when somebody's supposed to learn that, because it's not really a standard headline.
Bill Gates says his foundation's work is dogged by three great myths: that poor countries stay poor, that foreign aid is pointless, and that saving lives inflates populations.
If you think poor countries stay poor, that's myth one. If you think aid, like what our foundation does, hasn't had this huge impact, or if you think that things like improving health actually create the overpopulation that then makes everything that counts far more difficult, you wouldn't understand why that's the Gates Foundation priority.
Countries once considered poor, like China, India, Brazil, and even Botswana, now have growing economies. In Africa more broadly, life expectancy has risen since the 1960s, despite the HIV epidemic. More children are going to school, and fewer people are hungry. And where health conditions have improved, birth rates have declined.
And most countries have moved into a category I call middle income. We can't think of these as one block of developing countries, because now China, Mexico, Brazil, so many are up here, and of course the developed countries are doing even better. But huge progress on health and incomes, and aid generosity has been a big part of it.
Mr. Gates says, using the current definition of poor, by 2035 there will be almost no poor countries left in the world. Almost all of them will be what we now consider middle income or richer. While China and India are seen as the current growth stars, the tech mogul claims about 70% of countries will have a higher per person income by 2035 than China does now. And 9 out of 10 countries will be above today's average income levels in India. So why are people so sceptical of overseas aid programs?
The idea that the government says something really good will happen when we go on foreign adventures, and then just keeps being very tough. I think that has led to the cynicism.
That's not to say Bill Gates believes it's smooth sailing ahead for all countries. He cites North Korea as one country that will be held back by war and politics. And he says inequality will continue in every region. While the percentage of very poor people has more than halved since 1990, 1 billion people still live in extreme poverty. That's a point the aid agency Oxfam International has sought to highlight this week with a report that puts into stark relief the global divide between rich and poor. It found just 85 people, including Bill Gates, control as much wealth as the poorest half of the global population. Oxfam's executive director is Winnie Byanyima.
The biggest danger is that this small group of very wealthy people also capture political power.
Inequality and corruption have been blamed for the mass protest movements that have emerged in Brazil, Spain, Turkey and Thailand. Dennis Nally, the chair of the professional services firm PricewaterhouseCoopers, says the growing inequality identified by Oxfam is likely to cause further unrest.
You really do have the potential for such, significant unrest in different parts of the world, which is going to be one of the biggest challenges I think we're going to have to deal with.
That's Dennis Nally from PricewaterhouseCoopers International, ending Ashley Hall's report.